Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. U.S. officials say satellite systems detected heat around a Russian jetliner before it crashed last Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula.
One official says the U.S. is ruling out a missile strike on the plane, saying satellite data shows neither a missile launch nor an engine burn. The infrared activity the satellite did detect could mean several things, including an engine explosion due to a malfunction. One aviation expert says while that's possible, engines are designed to contain issues in the event something goes wrong. Other analysts suggested earlier a bomb was the most likely cause. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A commercial flight from Romania to Norway made an emergency landing today in Sweden after a passenger tried to kick down the cockpit door. Authorities say seven people have been taken off a Spirit Airlines plane at Los Angeles International Airport after a man became upset over his double-booked seat to Dallas and the others complained about his treatment. A small plane that made an emergency landing today along an Arkansas highway was piloted by the former CEO of Walmart's U.S. operations. Bill Simon deployed a parachute on the plane and floated to the ground. All three men aboard the plane suffered minor injuries, as did a woman whose truck was hit by the falling plane. Simon was hurt when his airbag deployed. The federal government is coming down hard on a Japanese automaker for a deadly airbag scandal. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says Takata is being forced to deal with faulty airbag inflators.
We are ordering Takata to phase out production of new inflators using ammonium nitrate. And unless new evidence emerges, the company will have to recall all of its ammonium nitrate inflators.
This is AP Radio News. 30 years of frustration ended today when Kansas City fans attended a rally for their World Series champs.
A crowd that one government official estimated at 500,000 people packed the plaza in downtown Kansas City to cheer the World Series winners. Kansas City legend, Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett, says even though he played on KC's last series winners in 1985...
These guys are the best team ever! Ever!
Fan Jesse Limekeller says he waited a long time to celebrate.
I didn't get to come to the last one when I was 10, so you never know when it'll come along again.
The Royals took the series in 5 games, winning the title over the New York Mets in 12 innings on Sunday. I'm Tim McGuire.
The only state with a ballot question this year on legalizing pot is Ohio. Voters are deciding today whether to make marijuana legal for both recreational and medical use. The polls close in a half hour. I'm Ross Simpson.